everybody. Welcome to Tuesday Night here on Suspense Radio. We're back from a jam-packed weekend that we had with Douglas Preston, Lincoln Child, Lisa Gardner, Heather Gundenkoff. Very packed we had this past weekend. A lot of great authors we had online. I'm your host, John Robb. Tonight we got another great show for you. We are going to be joined here by author Beth Groundwater, and we're going to be talking about her latest book, Deadly Currents, which hit the shelves today. So you can all sit back, relax, and enjoy, because Suspense Radio starts right now.
Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
I said we had a jam-packed weekend here with Lisa Gardner, Douglas Preston, Lincoln Child, Heather Gundenkoff, that we talked to Saturday and Sunday. You can check all that out by listening to the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/suspensemagazine, along with all the other shows we've done. I'm not really sure what we're up to. I don't know if we've hit the 50 mark yet, but we've had some fantastic authors. We got some fantastic authors coming up here in the future, so make sure that you check out the schedule, because I know that Simon Tolkien's going to be on the show. The son of J.R.R. Tolkien, of course, the Lord of the Rings trilogy master, and he's going to be discussing his book along with many other great authors we are going to have coming up shortly. So check out our schedule. You can go online to suspensemagazine.com by clicking on Suspense Radio, and also here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on Suspense Magazine to find out everything about that. The one topic that I did want to hit on here real fast was audiobooks. I am a big fan of audiobooks. I don't know why they're not more popular. I did talk with someone about, you know, why isn't your book in audio form? And the publisher only puts out audiobook forms. They must be quite expensive to do. I'm not exactly sure. If anybody knows, you know, let me know. Because I was talking to an author and they said, no, my book won't be in audio form because you have to sell so many copies. I'm thinking it was somewhere around 50 to 50,000 copies and whatnot to be able to get your book to audio form. And I felt that that was quite a shame, because I'm sitting here listening, and there's a great company called Audio Go that's putting out some fabulous books. I just listened to an Agatha Christie, which I had no idea that she even wrote, called Endless Nights. And it was one of her early works, had nothing to do at all with Hercule Poirot or Miss Jane Marple. It was just a fabulous book that I had no idea she ever wrote, and I'm glad that they sent this to me so I can listen to it. You can get through audiobooks, you know, 5-6 hours. You can listen to them while you're on the road. You can listen to them while you're going to work, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You can just kind of pop them in and get the story. And most of the production values are great, and it gives you that extra sense, I believe, of the story, just to make it that much more enjoyable, especially if you have a very good actor. And I think that that's important without the author reading it. A good actor has a good voice that can make the story enjoyable. I think it adds another element to the story that was already written by the author, but it brings maybe not a Hollywood feel when you're talking about watching on the movie, because it is the actual book. I don't mind the abridged versions, because they could take out all that fluff and just give me the meat, and then I'll get the story right then and there. So I don't know if anybody else is into audiobooks like I am, whether it's MP3. I know Audible.com is a great place. You can subscribe and get audiobooks. Libraries have a lot of good audiobooks. And I think that if you haven't checked them out recently, I think that you should go back and find some, put them in, listen to them, see what you think. Just because I think it does enhance the experience of reading, and hence, because you technically are reading. So, But that's just my little rant here on this one, because right now I want to go and I want to bring our guest on here. She is the current author right now of her book, is Deadly Currents. This is not something new she's doing here, because she's taking on a new character, which is called Mandy Tanner, and the book was released today. And I want to thank Beth Groundwater for joining us today. So, Beth, how are you doing? Thanks so much.
Hi, John. I'm happy to be here, happy to be celebrating my release day with Suspense Radio listeners.
Yes. And here, your website is BethGroundwater.com. People can go on. You have a lot of great information on there. I love it when authors actually have an active website that people can go and look out, because it's so great that you can get in touch with your readers that way and make yourself a lot more accessible, which I think a lot of authors today have to do in order to not just sell books and stay popular, but maybe become popular.
Yeah, that's true. I try to update my website at least once a month, so it's current. And all my appearances are there, plus all the stops on my virtual blog tour that I'm doing this month. And this is one of the stops on that tour.
And speaking of the book and the tour, which your launch party, and you have a very extensive, you know, we'll get into that because we talked a little off air. You have a very extensive schedule that you're going to. You're not one of those authors sitting back saying, I'm not going to bookstores. But Deadly Currents was released today, and you are bringing something out, which is a new character that you haven't done here. What kind of gave you the idea, and let us a little bit know about Deadly Currents?
Okay. Well, my other series is the Claire Hanover Gift Basket Designer series. So it's a craft cozy series. Mm-hmm. But I found that as I was writing those books, outdoor activities kept creeping into the stories. For instance, in the second book, To Hell in a Handbasket, I have scenes that involve skiing, snowshoeing, and snowmobiling. And it's because I myself enjoy doing outdoor activities, which is why I live in the great state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I'd develop a new series with a younger protagonist. Mandy Tanner is 27 years old and single, and set it in a sport that I love doing, which is whitewater rafting, in a state of that I love living in, which is Colorado. So Mandy is a whitewater river ranger for the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area, which is headquartered in Salida, Colorado. And the Upper Arkansas River is the most commercially rafted river in the United States, meaning the number of rafting trips that go down that river is the highest every summer. Mm-hmm. There are 60 licensed outfitters taking trips down the river, plus private boaters. So there's lots of activity on the river, lots of chance for things to go wrong. Usually a few people die on the river every year, but it's mostly accidents. So throwing in a few murders is something fun and interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, you can almost call it environmental mystery if we want to create a new genre.
That's right. Well, I actually call it outdoor-oriented mysteries. And the mysteries such as C.J. Box and Dana Stabenow and Nevada Bar that have game wardens or rangers people that work in the outdoors is what I consider this to be part of.
Now, because of the popularity of your, you know, previous To Hell in a Handbasket, a real basket case series that you had going on, was your editor, was it difficult to kind of get this idea over them because you are changing up in a much different manner with this current book right now, Deadly Currents?
No, actually, it wasn't difficult because I went to a new editor.
That always helps.
Yeah. The Claire Hanover series started with Five Star, and my agent pitched this new series to Midnight Inc., and they bought the new series, and then they said, well, you know, how about if we just pick up your other series, too, and bring the existing books out in paperback and electronic, and then start producing new books in that series. So now I'm doing both series with Midnight Inc. I'm not their only author that's doing multiple series. Sue Ann Jafarian, I know, is another one.
Right.
So they're used to working with authors that are writing more than one series and know how to handle that.
So it wasn't. So that's good. It wasn't a difficult sell, and you were able to go ahead and do something like you said that you've been thinking about doing for a while. Because I know a lot of authors sometimes don't have that chance. They kind of get stuck in a rut of having to write about the same character because that's what their publisher wants. But it's good that Midnight Inc. gives you the flexibility to be able to expand yourself into being able to write something, which is much different than your previous work. It had to be a great challenge for you.
Yeah, and that's my hope, is that I won't get tired of either one of these characters, since I'll be going back and forth between them. Claire is 47 and married and has grown children, and as I already told you about Mandy, so they're very different from each other. And I see that as giving me variety so that I don't get bored with this series and that boredom doesn't go into my writing.
Now, have you ever thought, and I don't, if maybe you haven't thought of it yet, or maybe it has kind of crept in, of maybe having a book that kind of crosses over or having guest appearances by either one of your characters in your other series, maybe a passing mention or something of that sort?
Well, that's a question that's come up already in some of my question and answers that I do after my blog visits, and also in my Goodreads question and answer group. And I said, well, really, Mandy Tanner has more in common with Claire Hanover's grown children. And the only way I see the two of them meeting is if Claire decides to take a rafting trip on the Arkansas and ends up in trouble in the water, and Mandy has to rescue her. But I don't think they'd ever become friends. It would just be a very brief appearance maybe of one in the other's book. I don't have any plans along that line for the next few books in either series, but it could happen.
Now, since you're writing multiple series, I always find interesting, you're sitting down and you're writing your next Mandy Tanner series, and all of a sudden you're in there and you're doing your thing and you're in there writing, and something pops into your head and you're like, oh my God, that would be great for the other one. I have to write this down. So you're in the other, and then you have to get your mind back into what you were doing. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes, sometimes it does. Often when I am finishing up editing a book, the ideas for the next book start coming into my mind, particularly when I wake up in the morning. My subconscious has been at work while I'm sleeping. So I'll just throw whatever I'm thinking of into a file so that I have it saved somewhere and I can forget about it and go back to what I'm working on. And then when it's time to start outlining that book and planning it out, then I've got those thoughts to work with.
Now, speaking here, because you're doing a lot of appearances, and you're going out because Left Coast Crime is coming up, your launch party is March 17th, but the one thing I want to ask first, because I've never been able to really get into it, time or whatever constraints, but a virtual book tour is so popular now. When a new author would come in, or they're maybe listening to the show and they want to know, how exactly do you go about, and what really, besides radio, and is a virtual book tour?
Okay, well, the first suggestion I would make is to go to my website on my appearances page, and I have there both a schedule for this current book tour, virtual book tour, and the one I did 2 years ago for To Hell in a Handbasket. And they can look at those schedules and get an idea of what a schedule looks like. And as far as finding the stops, that's a matter of networking with other bloggers and writers in your genre so that you find out what are the big blogs that get read in your genre. You start commenting on those blogs, becoming acquainted with the authors that write them, and then when it's your turn to do a tour, you ask them if you can make a stop at their blog.
Ah,
it's all networking.
So I mean, it's not something that people could do overnight. It takes some time. I mean, you know, I'm looking here at your site, which is BethGroundwater.com, and, you know, you can click on your blog, and you sit there and you mentioned, you know, your stop here, and then you have all the other places that and the blogs that you're talking about. And it took some time. I mean, it took a lot of time for you to have to go out and find these places and, you know, get acquainted with them and then get acquainted with you. So it's not something that's easy.
Right. I started arranging the trip as far as finding hosts for various days in December, laid out the schedule, and last month, February, is when I wrote all the posts, and this month is mainly just doing the logistics of getting all the posts to the hosts, promoting them, answering the comments that appear, because you can't write them at the same time that you're conducting the tour, or you'll just go crazy.
Right. And also on your website here, you have contests that are going on, and you have the virtual book tour contest along with your newsletter contest, so people can go and sign up for that. So what exactly, you know, you're going to be giving away an autographed copy of Deadly Currents. You know, how well do you think that these contests kind of help, you know, you as an author as far as meeting with your fans and getting out there and having some fun?
Oh, they definitely help. The contest that really helps a lot is doing a book giveaway on Goodreads, which I did back in February with a review copy so that someone got one early, about a month early, and could read it before all their friends. So that's a way to get a few hundred people to sign up for the contest and learn about your book before it comes out. And having a contest for a newsletter subscribers is good because then there's incentive. I put out a sign-up list at every one of my appearances saying, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get a 1 in 100 chance of winning a free book of mine plus a mystery by another author. And those are great odds, 1 in 100.
Yeah, hey, you know, I mean, it's better than playing the lottery, for crying out loud. Lord knows I've tried that 1,000 times and got it empty. So, now, why do you feel, and remind everybody here, we're speaking with Beth Groundwater. It's BethGroundwater.com. Her current book is Deadly Currents. It's out today, which is March the 8th, whenever you're listening to the show. And you're one of the authors, because we've interviewed many, many authors, and they said, we're going to stop hitting the road. We're not going to go on the road. Our publishers say it's not worth it anymore. If you want to do it, you got to pay for it on your own if that's something you want to do. But a lot of authors just don't think they're getting their bang for their buck anymore. Why do you feel it's so important? Because I think you've got about 20 places, over 20 places. You're all the way till June 16th from now, starting on March 17th, that you're going to be hitting. Why do you feel it's so important to keep going on the road?
Well, if you carefully look at my schedule, you'll see that there's three groups of appearances. One is in Colorado, within driving distance of where I live. So that's a lot of appearances. And those are easy. They're not expensive. It's just the gas money to get there. Then there's appearances grouped around my trip to West Coast Crime. I'm doing a signing on the way there and the way back, plus the conference itself. And then appearances grouped around Malice Domestic and the Festival of Mystery back east. And the reason I go back to that conference every year is I have relatives in Virginia, so I can do signings in Virginia in conjunction with that conference, and I have free places to stay. So it makes it a cheap tour. And that's about all the touring I do. If I can't combine a signing with an existing trip, such as going to Left Coast Crime or Malice Domestic, then I'm not going to travel just to a mystery bookstore, say, in St. Louis, unless I happen to be going there already for some other reason.
So if your book was really released in June and there was really nothing going on, you probably would not have the extensive tour list that you do right now.
Well, in June, actually, is when all the Whitewater festivals are. And,
oh, you're going to be doing that.
I'm planning right now to try to make appearances in conjunction with the Whitewater festivals. For instance, the First in Boating on the Arkansas Festival that happens in Salida every June actually occurs in Deadly Currents. The book has various festival events within the book, adding background color to what's going on in the murder investigation. So it's ideal for me to be at FIBART somehow and signing copies of the book there.
And Salida, Colorado, gorgeous area, by the way. I drove through it one time. Oh, gorgeous area. You could easily see how, you know, there's going to be some murder and mayhem in a smaller area like that because it's just too nice. There has to be something else going on there. There's going to be some mayhem going on there because it is. It's just a gorgeous area.
And what's great for me is when I drive out to Salida to do research or to take a whitewater rafting trip, all of that is business expenses, even though I'm having a great time while I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's all research. You got to write all that off. See, very smart authors don't realize, you know, if they go to Thriller Fest, which I don't know if you're planning to attend in July, a lot of authors tell you, all this stuff is write-offable. Write it all off. You know, make yourself into a company and write it all off.
Yeah, and that's what I say is now every whitewater rafting trip I take is a business expense, so I can have my time.
Yeah, you got to learn how to kill somebody the correct way. I mean, you got to write it right.
Yeah.
You can't screw it up. You know, if they fall out of a boat, I mean, you know, how are they actually going to die?
And I should, speaking of killing people off the right way, if anybody subscribes to Mystery Scene, the Mystery Scene that just came out includes a new book's essay written by me on my deadly research that went into characterizing the Whitewater River Ranger in Deadly Currents. So I think that's an interesting article about how I sat in on a swift water rescue training class and interviewed river rangers and rafting guides and just learned what it was like to be a river rat on the Upper Arkansas River.
And, you know, and that's Mystery Scene Magazine, I take it. I mean, you know, they're competitors, but we're all friends here. We all want people to read. That's what we want. We all want people to read. So,
right.
Yeah, that's good that, you know, that you're writing for them. And, you know, Mystery Scene Magazine. And they're an excellent publication. They've been around for quite some time. So that's, you know, that's got to be exciting.
And I'd be happy to write for you too, John.
See, that's what I like to hear. Now, speaking of, you know, you got two storylines here that you're working on. For your next, you know, books, is it going to be Mandy Tanner? Is it going to be continuation of your other story? Which one here are you going to start doing? Are you going to do them every other one? Or how do you see it playing out as far as in the future for books and your fans to know about?
Well, what I committed to was this book, Deadly Currents, is in my RM Outdoor Adventures series, where RM stands for Rocky Mountain. And I committed to do a book a year in that series and a book every 2 years in the Claire Hanover series because that puts me on a book every 8 months schedule. And I
right.
wasn't sure I could do a book every 6 months.
That's
pretty cool. So the Wicked Eddies, which is the second book in the RM Outdoor Adventure series, is already in production and will be out next May. And this fall, the paperback and electronic version of A Real Basket Case will come out. So I'll have two releases a year for the next few years, with the spring being a river rafter mystery and the fall being the gift basket re-releases and then a new gift basket mystery in 2013. And I've actually already written that, and I'm currently editing it. So I'm about two books ahead of the one that gets released. And I usually have to go back and read the new release book to remember what it's about because I've written two books since then.
You know, that's not unprecedented. I mean, now in the music scene, I don't know, you know, Van Halen had taken so much time off that I remember Eddie Van Halen had an interview where he actually said he had to go back and listen to one of his CDs because he forgot how to play these songs and he had to remember it.
Right.
So it can happen to the best of them. Now, and you mentioned electronic, and the one thing that, you know, I've been praising is how well the technology has been able to help, and there's no excuse for people to not go out there and read books like Deadly Currents, like you just wrote, and other great mysteries and suspense thrillers, whatever they want to read. I just think people need to read more because I think that they've gotten away from it too much. So let's just say that your Rocky Mountain mystery series here in Deadly Currents maybe did not get picked up. Were you felt so strongly about it that you would have said, forget it, I'm just going to do it myself because now you can with the Amazon and the Smashwords and the Kindle and the Barnes & Noble and all the other places that you can do it in now?
Well, actually, my agent and I talked about that for the Claire Hanover books. And we made the decision to wait on and not publish those in electronic ourselves because we thought that if Midnight Inc. went for this RM Outdoor Adventure series, that they would be interested in bringing out the Claire Hanover books in paperback, and they'd probably want the electronic rights as part of that package. And that was the case. The acquisition editor said that if we had gone ahead and published the Claire Hanover books electronically, they would not have bought the paperback rights because they wanted both electronic and paperback. So I think people have to be careful about making that decision to publish electronically. If they want a paperback deal, the paperback publishers are going to want other formats, such as downloadable audio might start becoming parts of contracts because downloadable audio is becoming more popular. They're going to want the electronic rights. They may want foreign rights too. So I think this is where an agent can help you make the right decision so that you don't shoot yourself in the foot with your publishing career.
And see, that's interesting because even if you would have published it electronically, you still would have owned the rights and you could have still sold it to them and they could have done whatever they wanted to. So it's interesting for them to say, oh, well, we would have wanted the rights, but you would have still owned them because you would have just been publishing it on your own. So you could have said, well, I still have them.
But they wouldn't have wanted to bring out the book in paperback and electronic if it had already been brought out in electronic.
So they wanted to do print first and then electronic. I gotcha.
No, they're doing them simultaneously.
They're doing them simultaneously. So they didn't want the electronic one already out there because they wanted to maximize their
Right.
Yeah,
they,
I understand.
They wanted part of their whole package, so to speak.
Okay. I gotcha. But you're not. But the good thing is that that's something that you were considering, and I think a lot of authors maybe are considering that. I think especially because of big author like David Morrell and some other ones saying, I'm just doing it on my own because I'm just doing it on my own.
And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it's wrong to do it that way or it's wrong to hold on to them, but you just have to be smart about it and make sure you've considered all the angles and you've got an agent or somebody really smart helping you figure out, what does it mean if I make this decision? What are the downstream consequences of that decision?
Right. That's something very important that a lot of authors, today's day and age, you have to think of a lot more than just your next book. You have to think of everything else that goes along with it now in today's day and age, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this move from Five Star to Midnight Inc. was a very considered move that actually took probably a total of 2 years.
Wow.
With careful planning on my agents and my part of how we were going to approach the new publisher and when we would try to move the existing series and things like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, you have been fabulous. It has been great talking to you. I want to remind everybody, BethGroundwater.com is your website. The book, Deadly Currents, out today through Midnight Inc., which we love Midnight Inc. They do a great job, and they have a lot of great authors. So it's good that you're in their stable because they will take terrific care of you.
Yes, and I think they already have. I've been very happy with them so far.
And we were, definitely want to stay updated on your next books because, your Rocky Mountain Mystery series now is going to, take off. We want to see what's going to happen with, the Hell in a Handbasket and everything that you got going on. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we will see you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. I will give you a hint. Wicked Eddie's occurs during a fly fishing tournament, and there will be horseback riding in the third Claire Hanover book.
So more research. Got to spend that research money, right? All right, Beth, you have a great night, and thank you again for joining us with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye. So, everybody, that is author Beth Groundwater with her latest book, Deadly Currents, out today, March 8th, whenever you're listening, and electronic form, paperback form. You can find it wherever you buy books. If your bookstore doesn't have it, call and tell them to get it, or do what I do. Buy a Sony e-reader, Nook, Kindle, and just download it right in your house, and then you can just start reading it. Don't have to get out of your pajamas, how so many people, just like to sit there and, sit in your house and just start reading it. Great way to do it. Now, we do have an author that we have published here, a suspense author, and his name is Spencer Carstairs. And there's been a lot of emails and things going back and forth. Who exactly is this British insider? Well, I'm going to tell you something right after this. Listen to this. Someone to Watch Over Me, and Spencer Carstairs is the author. Like I said, we've been getting a lot of people asking, who is this British insider? Who is this person? Because Spencer is not his real name. And there's a lot of talk going on right now with the royal family, a lot of things, William of York, a lot of people that I'm not even really sure about. But what I know about is that Prince William and Kate Middleton are all over the tabloids right now. And the book Someone to Watch Over Me is something that is going to, you know, could very well rock the foundation of what you thought about the royal family and what you might not know about, because you are getting inside information. Now, as I'm not going to tell you who Spencer Carstairs is, because I'm just not going to, but I will say that he does exist, first of all, if anybody's asking that question. And this is somebody who, as you heard the interview, you know, very British, so it's not like we just heard somebody and made it up. You definitely want to make sure that you check out the book Someone to Watch Over Me, because it is one that if you are into thrillers and suspense and mystery, but you are also wanting to know, you know, maybe more about the royal family, the Britain, everything that's going on, it's definitely something to go pick up. It's just a great written book regardless of what the topic is. And that's what we do here at Suspense Publishing, with Joseph Bedell's book In Terror Cell, with Steve Brewer's book Babyface, with Scott Fadd, King of Nod, star Rena in The Name of Revenge, and her latest one, Deadly Decisions, Terry Armstrong with Morning Menace and now Medieval Menace, and all the other great authors. Ashley Winters is their latest one that we just put out, and her books are available. Shadows from the Past is one of them, and Shadows of Suspicion, I believe, is the other one. You know, I'm not good with names, but Ashley Winters is one. We did just find two more great authors, and we will be releasing those books shortly. That's the great thing, again, about ebooks. We're not going to sit here and wait and go to a printer and then have it go out to all these other places. We're skipping all of that. We're bringing the books right to you. As soon as we find great authors, as soon as we get everything wrapped up, you know, we can get this all done in 30 to 45 days. And have the book straight into your hands. You don't have to sit there and wait, you know, year before the book ever reaches anything. And then, you know, sometimes if they're writing technology based and things like that, they do go outdated. But again, there's a lot of information that we have on our website, suspensemagazine.com. You know, we are one of the leading publications in suspense, mystery, thriller, horror, fiction. Like I like to say, it's time to get your fiction on. You've been waiting too long for something like this. We have a lot of great support from many of the top authors out there, and we try so hard to bring them to you, and so you can get a little insight about what's going on and, you know, immerse yourself in the world of suspense, mystery, thriller, horror. Like I said before, if you haven't listened to an audiobook lately, definitely go out and check out some kind of audiobooks, because I think that you will find something that you maybe have lost or something that you've never had before. Is just a new experience. I mean, it gives you that kind of Hollywood feel without missing any part of the story. You can't sit there and say, oh, well, the audiobook's not as good as the book, because it's the same story, like you do with the movies, not as good as the book. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want you to, you know, stay tuned here. Go on to our site for blogtalkradio.com/suspensemagazine to see our latest guests that are going to be coming up, or check out suspensemagazine.com, Suspense Radio, to see exactly who's going to be coming up, because we are going to have some exciting guests. I can say that we will be having Simon Tolkien on soon, which is the relation to J.R.R. Tolkien, of course, The Lord of the Rings, and his latest book, along with many other guests. So until next time, we will see you then. Thanks again so much for joining us. Have a great night, everybody.